By a fluke of scheduling, the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups had its annual convention in Green Bay, the day after Joint Finance passed a budget that includes higher enrollment fees and co-pays for the drug program. The Republican-controlled committee voted to up the enrollment fee from $25 to $30 across the board. Governor Jim Doyle's budget also called for enrollment increases. But Doyle's budget kept co-pays at $15 for brand-name drugs. The Joint Finance Committee increased the co-pay to $20. Governor Doyle was the keynote speaker at the convention.
Unfortunately, the Republicans have increased enrollment fees and co-payments for everyone and have raised the deductible even further. These increases are excessive, they are unnecessary, and they are unfair.
A $5 increase on co-payments may not sound like a lot, but the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Group says many senior citizens are on fixed incomes, and they must fill several prescriptions every month. George McKinnon came to the Green Bay conference from his home in Milwaukee. He calls the increases outrageous.
But I think it's terrible what the Joint Finance Committee is doing. I don't understand, why they could be doing this to seniors, and there's other places that could be, to my personal opinion, could be cut. But, I guess you scratch the back that that scratched yours. So,
McKinnon isn't enrolled in senior care because his income is a few $100 above the eligibility level. Since it doesn't look like he'll qualify for senior care anytime soon, McKinnon says he'll keep on buying his prescription drugs in Canada. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.